playwright Peter Porco sits in the white-walled research room of the National Archives in Anchorage. He's searching through stacks of old papers from ADAC in the 1940s.
I mean, here's another one. Look, handwritten. I'm going to take a picture of this because I think it's just so neat. Oh, wow. Good. A cigarette burn. We got a cigarette burn on a piece of paper. I mean, that's so silly. I can't help thinking how silly it is. But nevertheless, so here now you really get a picture of this guy sitting in an office.
Porco is looking for information for his series of plays on life and the Aleutians during World War II. He says the archives do more than just store history. They inspire creativity.
I'm trying to get as clear a picture of what it was like to live and be there at that time.
National Archives and Records Administration officials say they're closing the facility's doors because of low numbers of visitors, only 352 per year on average since 2009. More than half of the reference requests are written. Closing the facility and transferring about 75% of the holdings to Seattle will save NARA about $500,000 per year. At the request of the state's congressional delegation, the other 25% of the records will go to the state archives in Juneau. Among them are most of the territorial court records that are held at NARA. They include everything from civil and criminal court dockets to coroner's inquests. Kip Knutson with the governor's office says they looked into many options for keeping all of the records in Alaska, like moving all of them to the archives in Juneau.
I have a feeling that's probably outside of our budget desires, but we looked at all options. The federal employees were not really very enthusiastic about all of them, quite frankly, and they were even a little bit resistant to leaving the territorial court records.
Knutson says the governor's office even did a survey of all the state agencies to see how they would be impacted by the archives closing. He says it would be an inconvenience, but it's not devastating. But other organizations in the state, like the Alaska Federation of Natives, say moving the archives is more than just an inconvenience. The archives include everything from village census records from before statehood to histories of fur seal hunts in the Pribilof Islands. Nicole Borromeo is AFN's general counsel.
Well, it's going to create a huge void and vacuum in the Native community. I've personally been down to the archives doing research, and the information there is just phenomenal. It's a living history, and to have that removed from our community is going to leave an impact.
Borromeo says her organization is still working with Alaska's congressional delegation to try to get more records to stay. NARA plans to eventually make all of the records available online, but the agency does not have any money set aside to digitize Alaska's history. They're accepting recommendations for what should be digitized until the end of the month. Jo Antonsen is the state's historian. She says she prefers the records stay in Alaska, but digitization could work if Alaskans participate in the process.
It's so important for Alaskans to speak up, speak out, about what records they need to have access to. And after the list is compiled, we need to keep vigilant to make sure that plans become action in getting things digitized and available.
NARA is considering having citizen archivists like Peter Porco help with the process. Back in the research room, he leans over the table with his digital camera and portable scanner, capturing what he can. But he says it doesn't work for everything.
This is a 1941-43 blueprint or something, and it filled the entire table plus. Now, that's no way you're going to digitize that.
He has until June 20th to try. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.